know, I didn't have this in my prepared comments, but I'm so proud to see this front row here. It meant a lot to my dad, it meant a lot to my family. I gave those company my apartment, but he's been a neighbor for, with my dad for a long time. Rabbi Maimon married Shelley and I, and I know he's known my dad forever. Rabbi wrote a long bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah my three children. He was the rabbi of our congregation. Rabbi Hazan I just met and hope to get to know a lot better. And Rabbi Benjamin, my dear friend, has been there for me forever. He's done Berit Milah for my two children and baby Nathan. He's been there for my mom. He's been there for my dad. He's a dear friend, and I really appreciate you doing this today. So I want to thank all of you for being here today to honor my father, Isaac Ben Susan. Seeing you here is the greatest gift you can give him to cherish his family and friends. People would often tell me that when they met my dad, he was the friendliest, easygoing guy, most easygoing guy that they ever met. That's not what I know. My brothers know. My dad was an individual who had strong opinions and wasn't afraid to let those be known. All of you know that. I think he always wanted to teach us to stand up for our beliefs and not to agree with people just to avoid conflict. He's definitely different than my mom in that way, which I think gave his children great balance. His family took precedence over every aspect of his life. He married mom in 1957 and wasted no time having children, with me being born in 1958, Robert in 1960, and Eric in 1964. He worked very hard while we were young in order to provide for his family. He did this so mom could be home with her children, tending to our needs, being available when we got home from school or helping us with our homework. He was willing to sacrifice that time with his family because he knew it was important to have a comfortable situation at home. Every year from when I was born until Eric was a junior in high school, our family did everything together. We had our annual trips to Harrison Hot Springs for Thanksgiving and the seaside in the summer. Our next big adventure was moving to Israel in 1970. We bonded as a family because we're living in a foreign country with very few acquaintances. We visited the Western Wall, the beautiful city of Eli in Haifa, where our cousins Ed and Sylvia Stern were living at the time. We stayed there for 7 months and learned the rituals of Israeli life. It taught us to appreciate the everyday things we had in Seattle, but also expanded our knowledge of the world. That was very important to Dad. My parents loved Hawaii, and visiting there was something we did. We looked forward to every year. We'd always stay at the Ilokai Hotel, and Mom and Dad would insist that we get up so early and spend 3 weeks together. And for my parents, that 3 weeks turned into 9 months. So they established a life of their own in Hawaii after my dad retired. My dad helped teach engineering students how to build products to help disabled. My dad did artwork in Israel. He painted, and my two sons still have the portraits that he gave to them. I know he's very proud of that. He was able to exercise in Hawaii. He was able to get in and out of the swimming pool. They had special equipment to support and enable him. We had friends that were glad to help him because they were inspired by his drive and determination to do things that people without disabilities were able to accomplish. I truly believe that one of the missions in his life was to show others that individuals who have disabilities have the right to enjoy recreational activities, sporting events, general participation as those who are completely able. He advocated for handicapped access before it was mandatory law. I watched him advocate for wheelchair ramps on street corners, for buses to be properly equipped, for access to buildings, and a sense of fairness for those that could not participate in general activities. As I said at the beginning of my speech, he stood up for what he felt was right, even though it wasn't popular at the time. Today, thanks to individuals like him who were pioneers for disabled, all buildings, restaurants, sporting events, and transportation have access by law. He was very pleased with the changes, but if you know my dad, he always wanted more. Dad really taught us the meaning of responsibility in every aspect of his life. If I ever felt like I was entitled to something without working for it, I would think about him and the difficulties he faced every day trying to get the simplest things done. Because of that, I think we all learned to work a little harder and have more compassion and understanding for others. It was hard to ever feel sorry for myself when I considered what he had to deal with on a daily basis. He always provided for his family, even if it meant he would never buy a new car, wear fancy suits, or indulge my mother with jewelry or other material items. But he did insist on great bar mitzvahs for each of us. Family trips, parties at our home, and good food on our table. Growing up, we didn't have a great deal of financial wealth, but Dad made sure we always had the best experiences. He had an enormous wealth of love. Mom and Dad taught us the meaning of love and how to love others. They always wanted to make sure we were happy, even if it meant that they had to sacrifice something for themselves. Those are lessons they wanted to teach us as children, and I understand that much more now that I'm a parent. They say that those things you remember are the ones that have the biggest impact on your life. My top 10 memories of my dad are in chronological order as follows. I remember when I was 5 years old, being in the backyard with our dog Taco and him mowing lawn. That memory is etched in my mind. I remember my dad taking me on my first full fishing trip in La Push, Washington. I remember Dad spending lots of time over my Cub Scout years designing and building my Honeymoon Derby cars, which is something I had to enjoy with my own son. I remember my dad attending the very first Cub Scout camp out that we ever had, which means he had to sleep in a tent. My dad just lay on the ground and sleep in a tent with a major undertaking, and he did it because it was important to me, even though it was a true struggle. My dad took us to, when we were in Israel, to watch football games at the Sheraton Hotel. They fly in the video or film of the games on Tuesday evenings, and we didn't miss a week. My dad took me to Poncho's, it's a restaurant downtown Seattle, before my bar mitzvah, which is a ritual that I continued with my children. Thank you. her children the importance of family and love as you taught us. You promised to keep our bond as a family and look after our children at all times. I'm so proud of what you accomplished in your lifetime, those lessons that you passed on to your children and grandchildren. You will be deeply missed by all of us, but know you are in a place where there are no limitations on what you can accomplish and enjoy. Please look after us and continue to guide from the distance. We love you very much.